very much for all the comments. I will try to be brief. And also, I've seen that many of the questions, including from Mr. Zevelekos, I don't know why I tried to pronounce, attempted to pronounce your name, but also from India, Indonesia, and other countries, that refer to the economic impact. And I think what we are missing here, it's important to notice that the returns of investments of plastic production do not account for the negative externalities, and we need to account this. Basically, we are transferring wealth from individuals and the state to private producers, because on these externalities is counting health costs, waste management costs, disasters. I mean, how many times we see that, I mean, plastics are clogging waste management systems. So we need to account for those externalities when we are. And then, of course, we know that countries, they are least equipped to deal with plastic pollution, already using a lot of those limited fiscal space for investment in environment and social protection is moving away from them. So I think it's important that we look broadly what means the right to development, and a right to development within planetary boundaries. And I think that's the understanding that we need to move away. Of course, this is not without talking about responsibilities of those who have been contributing more to the to the situation that we are now, to this plastic crisis. So for what OECHR has been advocating is that plastic producing states should assume the responsibility for their contributions, and in line with the principles of equity and the polluters play. We are also advocating for the establishment of a transparent and adequately resourced fund to support implementation of the treaty, would also ensure capacity building, technical assistance, assistance in technological technology transfer. This should be done equitably, without imposing an additional burden to recipient states and beneficiary communities, and focusing on upstream measures, affordable science-based alternatives, just transition programs, environmentally sound remediation of polluted and degraded areas, and without creating more harms. We are also calling for ensuring a just transition for the people disproportionately affected by plastic production and pollution, and the measures to address that, because we know that although the benefits of ending plastic pollution far outweighed its costs, making this needed transition might negatively affect some people's lives and livelihoods. That's why their rights needs to come front and center. We also advocating for aligning action to address plastic pollution with the best available scientific evidence and the precautionary principle. But this also requires to facilitate equitable and affordable access by all states to environmentally sustainable technologies, including through international cooperation for technology transfer and resource mobilization. The treaty should also integrate human rights safeguards in the operative text of the treaty, something that has been pointed with some disappointment for the chair's no text, but also the negotiations in INC5. And we must always remember that this is a question of clarity, of policy coherence, but the reason for integrating human rights safeguards into the operative text of the treaty, but the obligations already exist. So it's not a pick and choose. And that's what happens when we go into negotiations and discuss in silo. You cannot pick and choose. If human rights is not integrated in the treaty, that doesn't mean that they can still be accountable, and a court of justice will find, as it has been finding over and over and over in many cases in the world, when it's finding the polluters responsible. And my last point is that to end plastic pollution, we need binding measures. It cannot be voluntary approaches. And we need to focus on pollution prevention, on reducing targets for plastic polymer production, for promotion of toxic-free upstream solutions like reuse that reduce supply and demand for plastics. International cooperation is key in this process. Thank you.